Welcome to another session. Today, this is going to be a Q&A about executive functioning skills. So thank you everybody for joining. My intention today is to open the floor for questions about executive functioning skills. I created a course on the topic that some of you maybe have taken, some of you maybe are looking forward to taking. I have also done some live sessions on the different executive functioning skills, explaining what they are, what they do, how they can help you operate better. And today, my intention is to really answer any questions that you may have, expand into whatever skill you guys want to learn more about. Maybe if you can share a specific situation in your life that you would like more clarity about, that can be very helpful too. This is a topic that some of you guys from Inside Timer recommended me to look at. You guys told me, several people said, Emilio, you should do content. You should do a course. You should create content around executive functioning skills because they are very related to what you do. That is helping others get organized, intentional living, time management, meal planning, etc. And it is true, after looking at the executive functioning skills, I was already using some of them unconsciously, but putting a name on them, understanding them, separating each of them so that you can understand how it shows up for you, how you use that specific skill, is gonna open a lot of doors for you to be able to approach situations in a completely different way. Especially when it comes to decluttering, organizing, understanding the reasons why you may be facing resistance, the reasons why you may be procrastinating, the reasons why you may have a hard time communicating, understanding the executive functioning skills that are operating in the background will help you take different approaches and open up new doors for you to do things differently. So if you guys want, I can give a quick overview of what those skills are. If you have specific questions already, for those of you who have taken the course or maybe have listened to some of the content that I created, if you have specific questions, we can also get started there. But basically, I made a list, okay, because I also may forget some of these skills, and this is why it's important to really remember them. Remind yourself, okay? So Kathleen says, when I listen to your sessions, I get very ambitious, but later my enthusiasm dwindles. Any suggestions on how I can stay motivated? Kathleen, a beautiful, beautiful question. So you get excited maybe when you come to these lives, maybe you get ideas, you get excited, and then you go out into your life and you try to put things into practice, and then you lose motivation. So how can you stay motivated? So let me start there, okay? And this is a great starting point because lack of motivation is a huge piece for many of us when we are trying to change, to do something different. Procrastination is also a big one. We don't do something that we want to be doing and we don't understand why. We just can't get started. So how can we overcome that lack of motivation? I would say that the first step is clarity and awareness. Clarity and awareness of what is it that you really want to change? What is it that you want to include in your life? What is it that you want to stop doing? So getting very, very clear on what you are trying to do. Okay, so becoming aware of what's true to you right now in the present moment. What is the reality that is in front of you right now? Accepting that reality because it is what it is right now. You cannot change it. Okay, what the only thing that you can change is how you move forward from this present moment. So the first thing is to really look at your reality, accept it how it is, and then make a different choice. Start making a different choice. This can be very unmotivating because it is difficult. You are going to face resistance, and that's why most likely you are feeling lack of motivation because it seems really hard. It seems very uncomfortable, very uncertain, very unfamiliar. And that may drive you into going to what feels normal. the old patterns that you have always followed. That's why that clarity, that clear intention that you are setting, is going to help you hold yourself accountable and remind yourself of the reasons why you are choosing this in the first place. When you choose something that is aligned with who you want to become or aligned with what you want to create, and you understand that there is going to be work to be done, but you are going to push through the discomfort, you are going to use your emotional self-regulation skill so that you can push through those uncomfortable feelings that are going to arise, because that intention is so clear, so powerful, so exciting, that it's going to pull you. So instead of you having to push yourself, that outcome that you are trying to create is so exciting, so aligned, so motivating, that it's going to pull you towards it. So that's what I recommend that you do. Try to get really, really clear and set a very clear and specific intention. And then remind yourself, when you are not feeling motivated, remind yourself of the reasons why you chose to do that in the first place. And own the choice. We need to start owning our choices with more intention. Whatever that choice is, go for it 100%. Don't hesitate. Adjust if you need along the way, but go for it. Confusion and hesitation sometimes are not good friends. They are going to keep you in the dump, not moving forward. And sometimes we just have to keep moving forward. We just have to keep going. Okay? So I hope that is helpful. So let me see what guys you are sharing. Thank you, Emilio. I lost my executive functioning mastery due to an accident. Excuse me. I am now 8 years after still trying to build these skills. It has been really hard trying to build a foundation with this and not know where to begin, as my executive functioning skills are scrambled. So Kim, I'm really sorry for what happened to you. That's first. Then when in my course, the steps that I follow, and this is going to be helpful for you, Kim. The first one is I explain what the executive functioning skills are, each of them. Okay. Then after that, I invite you to look at your life and accept your current reality. Whatever happened to you, it is your reality right now. Even if you don't like it, even if it's struggling, it is what it is. And right now you had an accident and those executive functioning skills for you have changed a lot. So the thing that you can do from this place where you are now is first accept what is. Forgive yourself for what happened, because you cannot change what happened. But what you can change is how you move forward. Another session in the course that I have is understanding how your brain works. This is really important for those of you who have had injuries, concussions, etc. You need to understand how your brain works now. You need to understand how you operate with these skills. You need to understand whatever limitations you are facing right now. And then you need to understand what are the strategies that I can use to complement the way I operate now. So in my own case, for example, I know that my working memory is not great. I can keep ideas, I can keep concepts, but when it comes to remembering data, dates, names, stuff like that, I don't trust my brain because I don't remember. That's the truth. So I understand how my brain operates with a specific working memory, for example, and what I do, I use skills, strategies like having a journal, using my calendar, using a notes application, making sure that I write down the things that are important to me, because I know I may forget them. And maybe there are some things that I don't want to forget. I want to remind myself. So this is just one example of something that shows up in my life. I didn't have an accident, okay? So when you have an accident, it is very important that you do an assessment. Maybe someone can help you with this too. And when you break down all the executive functioning skills, that I'm gonna share them in here with you, you can start to understand and become aware of where am I here? Like, how is my working memory? Is it working well? Can I complement it with a strategy? How is my task initiation? How is my task completion? How is my focus and attention? And understanding how you operate is going to allow you to design a task that will feel more doable to you. Okay, so let me give you guys a rundown of the skills and then I can keep going through the questions. Okay, is that sounds good with you guys? You want to hear all the skills first so that you get a refresher before I keep going. So Kim says, no, my processing is really, really slow. Yeah, okay, so let me go through the skills and then I can keep going with the questions. So I'm gonna just name them, okay? And then I can take questions after. Working memory is one executive functioning skill. Working memory is how you retain information. Adaptable thinking, it's another skill. Adaptable thinking allows you to see reality from different points of view, allows you to change, adapt to change that is happening quickly, and it helps you see the reality from different points of view. You can be more compassionate with people, more empathetic. So that is adaptable thinking. Metacognition is another skill. Metacognition is the skill that allows you to think how you think. Metacognition is the skill that you use to reflect. Metacognition is the skill that you use when you separate yourself from the reality, from your life, and you see yourself. You are an observer of yourself. You are an observer of what you are doing, how you are thinking. You are outside of the pattern. Whatever pattern or routine you follow, you can detach yourself from there and you can be mindful. You can be present in the present moment and you can watch yourself and you can notice what you are doing and bring awareness. That is metacognition, okay? So working memory, adaptable thinking, metacognition. The next one is emotional self-regulation. Okay, if someone please can write this down in the chat, that would be really, really helpful because I'm not going to be writing all of them in the chat. So if anyone has the ability to do it, please do so, so that Kenya can read them. They are all in my course, by the way. If you go to my profile and you search Emilio and you go to my courses, you can see all the days of that course and you can see all the skills named in there. Okay, so you don't have to remember them either. So emotional self-regulation, it's the next one. Emotional self-regulation allows you to manage the emotions when they show up. It's a very powerful skill to have, and it's the one that is going to allow you to stop reacting poorly to things and start being more present. The next executive functioning skill is called impulse control. Impulse control is the skill that you are going to use to stop yourself from reacting to do something that you are going to regret immediately. So basically, emotional self-regulation and impulse control are very related to each other, okay? So impulse control is, for example, if you are having an argument with your wife, with your partner, and you are about to say something that is gonna hurt your partner and you know that, but you are so connected with the emotion that you are feeling that you just say that thing and right away you regret it. Right away, the impact of what you said, it doesn't match your intention. So that is an example of how using impulse control can help you give yourself a break. When you want to do something, just allow a little bit of space and time before you do it so that you can check in with yourself and you can make sure that this is what you really truly want to do, say, etc. That is impulse control. Okay? The next ones are task initiation, attention control, and focus. So attention control, how much attention you can put in a task, and focus, how long can you maintain the focus for in that specific task. Then we have time management, how you manage your time, your awareness of passing time. And then you have task completion. Task completion allows you to complete a task, allows you to define what completing a task can look like. And this is a very important skill for those of you who maybe are noticing that your executive functioning skills are a little bit lower now, or maybe you had an accident. By you redefining how a task is completed and what it means, that's gonna change the way you actually do that task, the way you initiate that task, the way you feel with that task beforehand, okay? And then we have organization, we have planning, we have sequencing, we have prioritizing and we have transitioning or shifting your attention from one task to the next task, okay? So those are the main skills that I cover in my course, okay? Those are the main skills that you will find. If you do a search, you will find these skills. Sometimes they have a little bit different names, but this is not about the name of the skill. This is about you understanding how you can assess a situation in your life that is not working. How can you assess a situation and how can you break down that specific task or activity or experience that you are trying to do? And how can you break it down and look at it from different angles so that you can take action in a different way, so that you can overcome resistance, procrastination, lack of motivation, strong emotional charge, emotional attachment, etc., etc. Okay, so I am gonna go back now to the questions. Okay, and thank you so much, guys, for typing in the chat these skills, because some people need to read them, some people are visual, and some people cannot just hear them, they need to read them. That's why I invite you guys to honor how your brain works. If some of you, you need to write things down so that you can understand them, so allow yourself to do that. Allow yourself to receive that. And when you are in a situation that you need to do that, you can tell people, excuse me, I really thrive writing things down. Do you mind if I take notes while you are telling me these instructions? Because that way I will make sure I don't forget. I will make sure I understand. And this is what my brain needs for me to do this correctly. And then no one is going to tell you no. Most likely they're going to feel like, wow, I could probably do something of this too. So don't be shy about what you need. Honor what you need. Honor what your brain needs. Okay? So, how do you improve emotional self-regulation? Patricia asks. Okay, let's talk about emotional self-regulation. Emotional self-regulation is your capacity to manage the emotions when they are arising. Okay? So, this can show up in so many different ways. Emotional self-regulation can be, in my case, when my daughter is having a tantrum and I am getting attached to that tantrum, I am feeling also stress, I am also feeling what she's feeling. So I need to be able to self-regulate myself so that I can help her self-regulate. So this is one example. So what do I do in that specific example? My daughter is losing it, she's screaming, she's like stomping her feet and because she wants a stuffy from a shop. And she's just breaking down in the middle of the store. So what do I do? First thing, breathe. I breathe. I look at her. I become present with her. Sometimes she's not receiving anything. I just hold space for her. I just stay there. Sometimes I sit on the floor with her. I just sit there. And I look at her. And I just hold space. And she starts, wah! And then when I start validating, wow, Eva, you are really upset now. I keep breathing, I keep eye contact, I keep presence, and I don't let my emotion charge me either. I just try to just hold space and put a shield. I put an invisible shield that allows me to reflect the emotions that she's throwing at me. Because she's screaming at me, she's looking at me, she's just doing this with her body. So that's how I, for example, in that moment, I try to self-regulate by deep breathing, reminding myself I am the adult, I need to keep my it together, and then I just breathe, I hold space, I validate. Wow, Eva, I see you really, really upset. Eva, you really want that stuffy, don't you want it? Wow, you really, really want that stuffy, you really like it, don't you? And then she will start saying yes, and then when she starts connecting with me, then I start validating and I start telling her what's happening, and then I give her options. Many times I say, Eva, this behavior is not going to get you that stuffy. Do you understand that? I know you want it. Maybe we can come another time and we can look at them. But right now, we are not going to get any because this behavior doesn't get you any of these things. And I tell her, Papi doesn't like this. Papi's feeling embarrassed, Eva. Papi's feeling really sad right now. Papi's feeling very stressed. This is not nice. Screaming like this in a shop, I don't like it. So I do that and that helps me like validate, self-regulate, and really share with her what's going on. So self-regulation can also come, for example, you look at your calendar and you have a specific appointment and you feel an emotional charge. You are feeling stressed about that appointment. How can you look at that situation about from the self-regulation aspect? So you can look at that situation and really understand, become aware, what am I about to do here? What is causing me stress? What emotion is present for me right now? I'm feeling overwhelmed. I am feeling like not capable because maybe I don't know how to do this task. And maybe I didn't allow myself the time and the space to learn, to ask for support, to maybe do what I need to do to be ready. Maybe I feel overwhelmed because this task is huge and I know I will not be able to complete it. So maybe you have to work on your task completion. That means, what does it look like to complete this task? And maybe you have to change that definition so that you can actually complete that task and it doesn't overwhelm you, okay? So this is another approach. What's happening? What's causing you the distress? What's causing you the emotional charge, okay? And how can I change how I approach this task? It is really helpful if you want to share what is the specific example where you are being challenged by your emotional self-regulation. If you share the specific example, that will really help me going deeper with you into that specific case. Okay? So feel free to share that specific example if you want to learn more about emotional self-regulation in that case. Because this is what I am inviting you guys to do. Generic questions, they don't work. You have to start asking better questions, okay? So when you are being challenged, it doesn't help you if you say, how can I get organized? Well, that's a really broad space. You have to get clear. Get organized doing what? Get organized in what area of your life? What is the specific example you are trying to improve? By you doing that, you are already doing a lot of work, a lot of metacognition. You are using your metacognition to become aware of what is the struggle here? What am I struggling with? What is happening before and what's happening after this specific event? And then now we are looking at something very specific and now we can get started looking for strategies that can help you complement, can help you self-regulate, can help you sequence better, can help you redefine what task completion means, can help you task initiating that task with more intention, etc. But that's why it's so important that you guys get started sharing very, very specific examples so that we can go deep down together, okay? So Kenya says, I am a traumatic brain injury survivor and I struggle with task initiation and task completion along with time management. Since attention control is a major issue, being distracted over anything. So Kenya, let me share you some examples about this specific example and what I have witnessed. You say that you are struggling with task initiation, task completion and time management because your attention control is you get distracted very easily. So one of the things that we do with people who are suffering with being too distracted, too easily distracted, having ADD, ADHD behaviors, what we normally recommend and do, what we have seen work really well, is to create a physical environment that is less distractive. Declutter more, organize the space in a way that is not overwhelming, visually speaking, and then use a timer. Start learning what you need, how long can you keep your attention for, start designing the tasks so that you can fit that specific time. So one of the things that I use with my daughter is a time timer, that is a timer that has a red pie, that red pie disappears. When time passes, the red pie disappears until there is no pie and then it beeps. So I can tell you how efficient that is. So many times she's playing, she's watching cartoons, and we have to get going in 10 minutes. I will tell her and she will say yes, and then when the 10 minutes pass, it will be a struggle to get her to move, to get her to transition. It will be an emotional self-regulation challenge. She will be breaking down. She won't wanna stop watching cartoons or playing, and it will be my fight, a fight between me and her. When I put the timer and I tell Eva, Papi's putting the timer for 10 minutes, when the pie disappears and it beeps, we have to get started getting ready to go out. All of a sudden, when the timer beeps, she stops what she's doing and she gets ready, and she even comes and says, Papi, Papi, the timer went. And I am amazed, because it's like, wow, like what before it was a struggle and a fight, now she's even excited about the timer going off and she transitioning into the next thing. And I feel because she understands what's happening, she got ready mentally to that change, and all of a sudden it's not me telling her, it is the timer. Now I use the timer as a tool. Hey, but the timer is telling you that you have to get ready. It's not me telling her, it's the timer. So in your case, I will invite you to start tracking how long can you be focused for. What specific tasks are you able to complete in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, in 30 minutes? And start building up from there. So for example, if you notice, and you're gonna use your metacognition skill to discover this, okay? You use your metacognition to be present and to reflect and to watch yourself. You're going to watch yourself and notice, how long can I stay focused for? When you are doing that, a few things are happening here. First, you are coming to the present moment. Second, you are start paying attention to what's happening in the present moment, not the past, not the future. You are in the present moment watching yourself. And then you are being mindful. Okay, I'm setting the timer. Okay, I want to do this task. For the next 5 minutes, I am going to clean the kitchen. I'm gonna do the dishes from the sink. For the next 10 minutes, I am going to open the mail that is on the kitchen table. For the next 5 minutes, I am going to do a phone call and talk with my mom. For the next 5 minutes, I'm gonna sweep the floor. For the next 10 minutes, I'm going to listen to an insight timer meditation. For the next 10 minutes, and then when you start doing that, you start paying attention to the time, you start transitioning with more intention, you start being mindful more times, because every time you are transitioning, you are coming to the present moment and you are deciding, what am I going to do now? What am I choosing? For how long? And you're gonna put the timer. And if you notice that 10 minutes is a struggle, put 5 minutes and do 5 minutes instead. If 5 minutes is a struggle, put 2 minutes and do 2 minutes instead. If you can do more, then put 20 minutes and then see what happens. And if you notice that after 12 minutes you are struggling, then don't beat yourself up. Understand that your brain can, right now, you can focus for 12 minutes. So put the timer for 12 minutes and then celebrate that you have been focusing for 12 minutes straight, and then build up from there. Maybe you can build over time more focus time, maybe you don't. Maybe depending on the task, you can go for longer, maybe you don't. But at least you are discovering what's working for you, and you are starting to honor how your brain works, rather than trying to force your brain to fit a specific system that is not working for you. So these are some examples on how you can do this, how you can start building up momentum, building up focus time, building up attention, and be more mindful and more present with whatever is present for you right now. And you are using your metacognition, okay? So I did a session that was called the 1 minute habit, I think it was called. And I talk about the power of setting 1 minute habits, the 1 minute rule. They are called atomic habits, micro habits, you name it. They are tiny habits, but basically it talks about setting up yourself for success by doing something for 1 minute. And when you are doing that, what's happening in the background is that you are transitioning, you are initiating the task, you are completing the task, you are sequencing better, you are building up focus and attention, you are self-regulating better because the task is less overwhelming. And when you start building that capacity, I promise you that you will start building up more and more time. Instead of 1 minute, you're gonna be able to do 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, etc. So that is what I recommend that you do, okay? So let me see, I love this, that timer thing. I got a lot more work done the other day while using it. So yeah, when it comes to timers, guys, a good method that you can try is the Pomodoro technique. Look it up. I have done sessions only about the Pomodoro technique. And that is a strategy that you can use with a timer, that you can set specific time frames, normally between 15 and 20 minutes. And then you can do a Pomodoro, that is 20 minutes of focus time. And then you do a break of 5 minutes, and then you do another 20 minutes, break of 5 minutes, another 20 minutes, and then you take a longer break. And again, you don't have to be that rigid. You can play with the amount of time. You can take longer break, shorter break. You can discover what works for you. But it's a wonderful strategy, okay? So Chantel says, could you please explain why I have been procrastinating on a hobby? I really enjoy doing it. It calms me down and I am good at. So Chantel, what is that hobby? Tell me more about it. What is that hobby? How often have you done that hobby for? How do you feel when you are about to do that hobby? Do you feel guilt? Do you feel that you are procrastinating because there is something else that is more important? Do you feel overwhelmed? Like, what do you feel before, prior to doing the hobby? That will really help me understand, because sometimes, as Lisa says, self-sabotage, that can be there is a reason why you are keeping yourself safe from something unconsciously. So Chantel says, gardening, planting seeds. I have been doing it for years. So Chantel, if you have been doing it for years, like, what does it mean that you are procrastinating? Would you like to do more of it and you are not doing enough? Is that what I'm getting here? So Firefly says, what IT course covers this content? So I have a course that is called Understanding Your Executive Functioning Skills. It's an 18-day course that you can take. And I also have 4 other courses. If you want to learn about minimalism, I have a course. Self-care and self-love, I have a course. I have a course about understanding... creating your peaceful and clutter-free home, okay? So I have 5 courses right now, and I have 1 about intentional time management. So depending on what you want to learn more of, I will invite you to choose one of them. But today's content is all about executive functioning skills, and the course is called Understanding Your Executive Functioning Skills, okay? So Chantel says, yes. I do it on and off. I have got lots of new seeds and I just keep putting it off. So Chantel, this is a beautiful opportunity for you to become aware of what's happening here, okay? So you bought a lot of seeds and you find yourself putting the work off. So now this is an opportunity for you to discover what is underneath this. Are you putting this task off because it takes a lot of time that you don't have? Are you putting this task off because maybe you don't know how to do it? Are you putting this task off because you forget about it? And maybe you need to set reminders that are more strategic for you. Maybe you need to change the way you approach this. So what's happening here? And this will be really good. If we were able to have a conversation, I will be able to dive deeper with you in a few minutes. 100% sure I will. There are so many things that can be happening here. So this is an opportunity for you to use your metacognition executive functioning skill to be present with whatever is present for you. What is the feeling? What is the emotion? What is happening? And then when you start discovering what's happening, then what is the belief? What is the story that you are telling yourself to make whatever is happening happen? And so many times there is some self-sabotage, so many times there is some fear, so many times there is some feelings of, I don't deserve this time, or I should be doing something more important, or there is always a voice inside of you telling you a story. And that is the belief that is making you act in the way that you act. So you have to uncover that, you have to accept and validate that voice, whatever is happening, because that is the reality for you right now. And then from that place of understanding, forgiving yourself, forgiving others, and then you can reframe that into a more empowering belief. And then you can then set up that task in a different way, that it feels more aligned with you, it honors how your brain and body works. Because I know that gardening, it can be very tiring, as you say. So if you feel very tired, maybe you are trying to do way too much and you just don't want to do so much, but you are setting yourself up for failure by having such high expectations that you will never meet them. So get clear on the expectations that you set for yourself and the reality, and try to get them closer, okay? So for example, if you have bought 1,000 seeds and there is no way you have enough time for that, maybe 500 seeds may be the happy point for you to be real, to be doable. So maybe just tweaking what that task completion means, so that you can feel encouraged and you can feel like you are completing the task rather than failing at the task. I don't know if that is helpful. Lacey says, I'm not sure how to start. Lost my career many times, nursing school, because I have ADHD. Yeah, so Lacey, if you can share more, because I think I missed some of your messages. The chat is going really fast. So Chantel says, I've got a lot of other things to do, so maybe it's guilt. So Chantel, this is my invitation for you. I have done sessions about brain dump, okay? Brain dump and mind mapping. I invite you to go to Insight Timer and type brain dump and type mind mapping. Listen to those sessions, and I promise you that you will be able to dump everything that's in your head into a piece of paper. You are going to be able to prioritize things a little bit better, and then you are going to be able to set clear intentions that feel more aligned with your current situation right now. So those two strategies I feel can help you. Doing a brain dump, that is basically taking everything that's in your brain, putting it in a piece of paper, and then you are going to look at those things, you are going to notice how you feel with each one, you are going to give them a priority level, a priority number, and then you are going to do a mind map that is basically connecting them in a way that helps you create a plan of attack, in a way that maybe some of those ideas can be paused for the future. You are not deleting them, but you are just pausing them to do later. And maybe you can focus your energy into whatever feels true to you right now. Maybe it's gardening, maybe it's not gardening, maybe it's another thing that is more important to you. So then you need to own your choice. You have to choose something and then go for it. So if your choice is to make gardening a priority, then you have to let go of other things for now, because gardening is a priority. If gardening is not a priority and there are other things that are a priority, then accept that gardening is not the priority right now and be okay with it. And then just do as much as you can with the time that you are allowing yourself to spend gardening, and be okay with it. Don't let feelings of guilt, I should be doing more, be in the background. Just let them go. Accept that that's your situation right now. Make an intentional choice, and then stop giving it energy. Because if you cannot do more and you don't want, deep inside you don't want to do more, then let it go. You don't have to do more if you don't want to. This is your choice. Okay? So we are almost at the end of the session, guys. Is there any questions that I missed that are really, really important that you will want them answered today? And thank you so much for showing up. If you guys have enjoyed this session, if you got value, I always invite you to donate if you can. Donations really help me support my time, support my work, and keep showing up for you guys. Another great way for you to support me is to take the course and then engage in the course classroom. That's the best way for you to make progress, to check in with yourself, and also you are giving me more opportunities to support you in a deeper way. And also when you are engaging in the course classroom, when you are sharing questions there, Insight Timer also rewards me for that. So that is a great way to support me too. So guys, any other questions that you may have? Yeah, Chantel says, thank you very much, very helpful. I will listen to them and amazing. So do that, I will invite you. My intuition is telling me that those two strategies are going to help you move forward. Okay. Jen says, I am used to being highly productive. This is very weird. Yeah, Jen, how do you feel about being productive? Because so many times I work with people and sometimes in myself, I found that sometimes I'm trying to be too productive all the time. And that is not productive at the end. So let me expand on that. Sometimes I feel that everything I do needs to be productive. And sometimes that's not true. Sometimes things don't have to be efficient. Things don't have to be productive. Sometimes, for example, if I'm going with my wife to the city center of Barcelona and I just want to get lost and be present, I don't have to be productive. I don't have to be efficient. I don't need to have an intention. I can just let go and just be. And that is my work. I have to just be and don't do anything. Just let myself flow through whatever is happening. And I'm working my adaptable thinking there. I am working my metacognition. And I am also working my emotional self-regulation because sometimes I feel guilty. Sometimes I feel like I could be doing this more efficiently. So it's a great awareness and it's great to be productive. But sometimes being too productive all the time can also have negative consequences too. So just be aware of both sides and find the balance that fits you, whatever that looks like. That balance between flexibility and structure. Where is the happy balance for you there? And you will find it, okay? Thank you so much, guys, for being here today. Thank you so much for your questions. It's really empowering to read. It's really empowering to see your willingness to try something different, to always evolve, always change, always find different ways of doing things. And this is what I truly believe, that understanding your executive functioning skills can really, really help you transform your life, because we use these skills every day to do everything. Executive functioning skills are like the CEO of our brain. And anything that we do, the way we feel, the way we manage our time, the way we organize our physical spaces, the way we communicate with others, the way we communicate with our children, everything that you do, there are always these skills working in the background, always. So start paying attention to them. Start noticing them. And come back to my sessions, because I have done a session for each of those skills. You can also enroll in the course if you want to learn more and do the practices for each skill so that you can become aware. You can learn how those skills are showing up in your life right now, how you are using them right now. And then you can get started noticing and then start using complementary strategies to make sure that you are operating to the best of your ability. Okay? Yeah, Shelly says, I hope your move went well. I appreciate you being online and ready today. Yeah, Shelly, for those of you who don't know, we are in Barcelona. We came here for a sabbatical year. I am originally from Barcelona, but I have been living in Canada for the last 10 years. So we came to Barcelona in December, and we have been in this beautiful house for the last 4.5 months. And then we are moving to a new apartment that is a few meters from here. and we were moving this weekend. So we are all moved. We are almost all set in the new apartment. So of course, that's what I do for a living. I should be fast. But yeah, we are loving it there so far. It's way smaller, but I like the simplicity and it's by the beach. And this is also an opportunity for me to really pay attention to all these skills, because I'm using the time management, I'm using the sequencing, I'm using this emotional self-regulation because I am so tired. There are so many things that don't go as planned. So I'm working my adaptable thinking. I am working my task initiation, task completion, prioritization, transitioning. So this is a great environment for me to remind myself of how these skills are present in my day-to-day life. So guys, thank you so much for your presence today. I hope to see you on Thursday, where I will be doing another Q&A. And until then, I hope to see you in one of my courses. Or if you are listening to the recording, make sure that you like it, that you share it with others, because this content is gold and we can all benefit from understanding our executive functioning skills. Okay? So until the next one, guys, have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you then. Adios.